everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the occasional male series of the podcast. He stutters, she asks him, and that can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And it's always freely available as a download on iTunes. So today I have the opportunity and the privilege, actually, to speak to a guy that I know from the NSA stuttering community, but I don't know him really well, so I'm excited to get to know him a little bit. So I want to just say hey to David. Hey, how are you today?
I am good and really excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, me too. I am really excited too, and thank you for wanting to be a guest. You know, like I said, I focus more exclusively on women because women are the minority in the stuttering community. But you guys absolutely have fascinating stories to tell. So let's get right into this. So if you wouldn't mind, would you introduce yourself to us formally, who you are and where you're from and what you do to stay busy?
Yes, absolutely. My name is David Alpuche. I am originally from Mexico City, so English is my second language, and I am a photographer. I do weddings, I do shows, and I recently created a company called Dream Yoga, and I sell photography, inspired yoga mats.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to get into all that, but are you presently in Mexico City?
No, I am in Dallas, Texas, where I've been for close to 7 years, seven and a half or something.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. Oh, okay. So what brought you here from Mexico?
Well, yeah, it's actually related with my stuttering. I have some relatives in the city, so I used to come visit in the summers, but in 2011 I found a speech therapist here in the city. So actually I started taking some therapy here. Then the therapist said that for me to really get good at speaking, they would have to continually take therapy. So I took therapy one summer, and I went back home to continue my education, and I came the following summer, and I came the following summer, and by the third one, I was just thinking that I would actually really enjoy staying here. Like, yeah, I saw like how like someone like me with a stutter and really into creative work would have an easier life over here. Yeah, just like one of the reasons was in 2011, I went to my first hers in NSA conference, and I was just like blown away, just like the community and like the wide range of opportunities that you could have if there's someone who starters in your country.
So has it happened? I mean, you said you thought you'd have a better and easier life. So is that what happened?
Yes, yeah, I'm being here like holy since 2012 actually, and yeah, I mean that the beginning is the beginning it was actually a struggle, but with some years of experience and years of therapy and just heading out there, I it's harder to grow into the person I wanted to, and like for the past 3 or so years, I can say I am really, really, really doing exactly what I love. What I love to do.
That's really exciting to hear, because there are so many people who get up to work every day and they hate what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So to be following your passion and your dream and doing what you want to do and obviously being happy with it, that's what it's all about, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So how did you get into the creative arts and photography? What led you there?
In some ways, I would say that, yeah, it's because of the ordering itself. Like, since I was a kid, I was really into drawing, and now looking back, I can see that for me, drawing was a way to communicate without having to say words. And so growing up, I was really into visual forms of expression. And when I grew older, and went to college, I decided to go into graphic design. For the same reason, you know, saw it as a way of saying things without having to actually say things. And when I was in in college, one of the classes I took was photography. And it was one of those things that when I bought my first camera, I was like, I love doing this. That's when I went from design as the into photography.
So are you self-employed?
Currently I am. I worked as a assistant for a photographer for like 4 years, and after I just went on my own way after that.
So I feel like I have to ask the question. We are talking about stuttering. has your stuttering interfered with your marketing your business or attracting clients? How does it impact that?
Well, that was actually one of the really scary things about becoming self-employed. Like, I felt that when I was working for someone else, he took care of like the setting up, the interviews, the clients. So it was really easy for me to just show up and shoot. But at the same time, he was taking the credit. He was taking like the majority of the of the income as well. So I mean, it was something simple and convenient, but it wasn't really ideal, you know. But at the same time, I was really, really scared of doing my own thing, because I would have to go with clients and phone calls and, you know, just like the face of face in the interaction with clients, and I was so scared of that. But you know, like there was growing older as well, and I was like, well, yeah, I have to take on control of my own career at some point, and I just jumped in to it, and and actually at the beginning, the interviews with clients were just horrible. I was sweating, and I, you know, like I was really, really struggling with it. But I realized that luckily, when you are a photographer, the work actually speaks for itself. So I don't have to have to tell you what I am capable of. I can just show you, and luckily I am really good at what I do. So
So I guess the way you just said it, if you're really good at what you do, that speaks for itself, and that's your marketing, right? Wow. So, do you get most of your clients through referrals and word of mouth, or how do people find you?
Google and Facebook and essentially all the social. They would say that the majority of my clients are something that something that has something that has have and over the years is that when someone hires me for let's say headshots, he or she will be inclined to to hire me for their wedding. And when you hire me for your wedding, you are inclined to hire me for your maternity photos. And when you hire me for that, you hire me for your family or your Christmas photos as well. So how you just goes from one to two to three to four. So
it sounds like almost like a domino effect. Wow. Now, has anybody ever has a client ever been put off by your speech, or mostly do people just look past that?
Well, I would say that maybe at the beginning it was actually an issue, but recently I don't think so. Like how I already have like the part of Holly and the experience that they say where I am they see what I can do for their project. So I don't think I have to take as home so much anymore.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So to switch gears just a little bit, because believe it or not, we're close to the end already. The time just flies when we're chatting about stuttering and our passions and our goals. But you mentioned that you're in the Dallas area, right?
Yes, I am.
And you went to your first conference, you said, in
2011. Yes.
So that was in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
So are you active now in the Dallas stuttering community?
Yeah. Actually, I'm the the chapter leader of the Dallas area. I had a co-leader until recently, actually, but right now I am the only one searching for someone else to jump on board with me.
Well, I would think that shouldn't be too hard, because I've seen pictures of the Dallas chapter meetings when you guys post, and you always have like huge amounts of people there. So
yeah.
How do you get so many people to come to your meetings?
Well, I would say that we are really really cocky to have the really is strong community that we have here. We are, I think, the oldest chapter in the country.
I didn't know that.
We are 36 years old. So we can't really take the credit, you know. We are standing in the shoulders of Ross Hicks and Lee Reeves and. So I mean, we are just following what they created years ago.
I get that totally, and you can say that if you believe that, but I happen to believe that people are going to only come to a chapter meeting if there is an engaging leader, an engaging facilitator, there's something that's gonna grab them by going. So don't be so modest. Like obviously you have something to do with it, or people wouldn't come. So you need to take some credit.
Thank you then.
You're welcome. So, like, what would you say is, like, this is always a hard question, but what would you say is, like, the best part about being in the stuttering community, in the tribe, if you will?
For me, it's actually easy to say that, and the thing I really like about the community is that we are everywhere. Like, growing up, I used to feel like I was the only one, you know, in Mexico, we don't have something like the NSA. So I grew up like feeling I was the only one. So when I went to my first conference, I met people like from this country and from Europe and Australia and here and I like I realized that we really are in every society and in every country. So I realized that hated me was actually the secret key. Worldwide community of really cool and interesting people.
Yeah. I can relate to that. I grew up here in the United States. I'm not from another country, but I didn't find support and the community or even meet another person who stutters until I was 42.
So
I also felt like I was the only one, and it was incredible when I went to my first conference and was like, wow, like,
yes.
I just really had no idea. And to be honest, that first conference was really overwhelming for me because there were so many people
yes
who stutter, and I had just never experienced that. So I didn't really like feel the magic and the community till I went back for my second one.
Okay.
And then I felt like, oh, okay, so now I know what to do. Mm-hmm. I know how to introduce myself to people. I know that I'm home and I'm with family, you know. Mm-hmm. And the first year I didn't quite like get that because I was like crying all the time. you probably can get that a little, like the first experience.
Oh, yeah.
Was just so like mind blowing that it was happy tears, but it was definitely like, whoa, like this is a lot to process. So, it's just amazing when you find it and then
yes.
you like, you know, like you're never gonna not have it. So, yeah, I'm glad you're so involved and I'm so happy that you came on the show today. And
Thank you. I feel
like we just like only really scratched the surface, but, and I feel like I want to talk about so many other things. So, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here today and being so honest.
Oh yeah. Thank you for the invitation, and it was a real pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, likewise. And this has been He Stutters, She Asks Him.